AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden outlining his reasons for stepping aside in the 2024 election. He held an Oval Office address last night. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House this morning.
The president coming before cameras, explaining to the American people his remarkable decision to pass that torch. It is a move that not only will preserve his legacy, but now define it. Now, the president did make no mention, though, of how he got to this moment. No mention of those concerns about his age and mental sharpness that led so many Democrats to question his ability to serve another term. What the president did make clear to do more to tackle reproductive rights, and perhaps more than all, he wants to get out the vote for Kamala Harris.
Harris and Biden will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu separately today. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will meet with Netanyahu tomorrow. The bodies of five hostages retrieved from Gaza. The IDF says all five were killed October 7th. First Lady Jill Biden has arrived in Paris. She is greeting American athletes ahead of the Paris Olympics. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High school seniors in Wisconsin who qualify will start getting admissions offers from the universities of Wisconsin next week. Wisconsin seniors who've met direct admit requirements are now automatically admitted to UW schools without having to apply. Participating students are urged to check their high school email accounts. All the rain we've been getting lately increases the risk of agricultural pollution running into lakes, rivers, and streams. Chrissy Kasserman monitors large factory farms for the group Food and Water Watch.
We see climate change making these storms bigger, they're more intense, they flood these manure lagoons, which creates a really potentially deadly mess of pollution for people who live downstream that have to deal with.
Kasserman says ratepayers and well owners usually end up paying. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You might notice a new face on the Capitol Square. The new statue of Elle Phillips is now officially on the Capitol steps. It took a task force 4 years to make it happen. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Dane County raised $500,000 to pay for it. If you don't know, Phillips was the first Black woman to graduate from UW-Madison Law School, the first person of color to become a judge in Wisconsin, and the first Black woman to hold statewide office. Now she's the first Black woman to be memorialized on the state capitol grounds. Right now there's a tarp over the statue. The official unveiling ceremony is this weekend. It's Saturday at 5. And a traffic alert for you. Part of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard is closed today. The southbound lane is shut down near the 200 block. If you're coming from Wilson Street, you should be fine. But if you're coming from Doty, you'll have to make a U-turn. The City County building is getting roof repairs and they need space on the street for the equipment. That closure will continue tomorrow, too. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
Concern for Christian Yelich. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers battled back to beat the Cubs 3-2 at Wrigley Field to win the series in Chicago. So for the season, the Brewers and Pat Murphy had an overall record of 8-5 against the Cubs and manager Craig Counsell. But the team placing Christian Yelich on the 10-day injury list while he seeks medical advice for his sore back, he may end up with season-ending surgery. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, like I said, you know, losing Christian's huge. Could be devastating, but this team hasn't been devastated by much. You know, they kind of, I really appreciate that. I'm grateful that you have a group. Again, I keep saying this game's about people.
The Brewers return home. They open a 3-game series against the Marlins tomorrow night. And the team has signed Jaden Fielder to a minor league deal. The 19-year-old infielder from Florida is the son of Prince Fielder. NFL talks between the Packers and the agents for Jordan Love continue. Meanwhile, tomorrow morning is the Packers' first training camp practice in pads, open to the public at 10:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A pretty nice day today, but it is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend. Today, mostly sunny, high of 80 this afternoon. A fairly light breeze out of the southeast today. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunny 81. The weekend, mostly sunny, humid, with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we learn all about the things available at the Pewaukee Public Library. J.R. Radcliffe here to talk sports and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
My fellow Americans, it's been the privilege of my life to serve this nation for over 50 years. Nowhere else on earth could a kid with a stutter from modest beginnings in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Claymont, Delaware, one day sit behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office as President of the United States. But here I am.
The rule remains there is no crying in baseball. However, there's going to be a lot of crying in politics. I think there's going to be a lot of ugly crying now over President Biden. There's going to be a lot of happy crying. There's going to be a lot of happy 2008 crying, I believe, in November. Oh my God! I was correct that I bawled. He was what a compare and contrast too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hate Trump sound bites, but I just like we got to get it. Just the compare and contrast yesterday tells you everything you need to know.
Yep.
Oh my God! With the Hannibal Lecter and Kamala hates Jews, which will come as quite a shock to her husband,
right?
Who is Jewish?
Yeah. the man she sleeps next to every night.
But his insult, it just seems so moldy. And not working anyway. He's just, ugh. Anyway, I thank you, President Biden. Just unbelievable amount of respect and gratitude. And frankly, you know, his voice is still a little raspy. He just cleared COVID the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's all I could think is, God, this amazing man, this amazing president has earned a rest and has earned our gratitude. And it just, he seemed, you know, just but you have to hope like the weight of the world is not on his shoulders in the same way. He let's hear a little more because,
we're a nation of promise and possibilities, of dreamers and doers, of ordinary Americans doing extraordinary things. I've given my heart and my soul to our nation, like so many others. I've been blessed a million times in return. The love and support of the American people. I hope you have some idea how grateful I am to all of you.
Yeah. Annie tweeted, I believe the amount of support Vice President Kamala Harris is getting, it's not only because she's amazing and absolutely deserves it, but it's also support out of respect we have for Joe Biden and the trust we have in him and his decision. And I think that's true. There's such a win one for the Gipper energy out there, right? Like win more, want one more for Joe. So I think it's what an amazing like confluence of events. I just this one just gave me shivers. A lot of people are saying that 2008 shivers. Mm-hmm. When Kamala Harris is elected president, Inauguration Day falls on Martin Luther King Day in 2025, and she will be sworn in by Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. So the first black woman Supreme Court justice will swear in the first black woman president on Martin Luther King Day, and we have this amazing president to thank for that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it just. See, I'm crying. I warned you ahead of time I was going to be the chick that cries
you
again.
Here we go. Get the Kleenex.
All right. I just feel like there's a lot of that emotion out there. That's why I went with the Biden-Harris t-shirt today, because it really is about that. Okay. Hold, please.
All right.
All right. Fine. I'm fine. Yeah, someone, here's one, Brian Tyler Cohen, a text I got from someone who had been anti-Kamala until he watched her Wisconsin rally speech. He said, I actually felt what I felt in 2008. It's just, it's a long time since we'd have shivers, mm-hmm. and not just like shivers of revulsion right. at Trump, of just like, ugh. yeah, but I love all the support on Twitter. I'm doing a lot of hope scrolling. Mm-hmm. B said, let's see, San Francisco elected Kamala Harris as district attorney twice. California elected her as attorney general twice. California elected her to the U.S. Senate. If she were unlikable and unqualified, as her critics claim, millions of Californians would not have chosen her over and over again.
Yep.
And it's just breaking. New polling shows Vice President Kamala Harris is now leading among independent voters by 8 points. Let's go. I mean, you know, and again, I know it's early and we go out polling and, you know, I'm sure there's some polls that are going to panic us as well. But I mean, I think it's, you know, like you always say, Chris, it's the actual the actual voting that yes. matters, yes. as we've seen in election right. after election. And Victor Shi, our little stem cell,
yeah.
tweeted, this is huge. Vote.org saw record new voter registrations with 38,500 people signing up since VP Harris's announcement. Not only that, is that a 700% increase and higher than when Taylor Swift urged her followers to sign up, but most were under 34. The youth will save us. Oh, I love that I'm old enough, and then Victor Shi is old enough now to call other people the youth. He just graduated from UCLA, and he's now calling.
What does that make you?
Oh, I got an invitation to speak at about being in Generation Jones with Kamala Harris, because that's how much I love America and Kamala Harris, is that I've suspended the big lie here on the Stephanie Miller Show to claim her as a Generation Jones. So Gen X starts in 65. She was born in 64, the year my dad ran. There is and I get what they mean. It's a historical period that, like, we don't have the experience of the older boomers. It's the very youngest boomers, but just a little too old to be Gen X. It's that's what they call the Jones generation. That's what she is. She's born in October 1964. Okay. And they're calling 50-year-old ladies, what do you call it, young now. And ladies are happy.
What do you think about that, Sean? Hmm?
Sean is not a youngin' anymore. He's 37.
Yes, we know that. You keep thinking he's 20, though.
I know. He'll always be 20 in my heart. And also, he was right and you were wrong, as usual, about my ear. It was not spiders. Spiders did not lay eggs in my ear.
I knew I was wrong.
I went to my excellent ear, nose, and throat doctor. Cost me $11 billion. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. He gave me a break.
So Schmeiser wouldn't take care of it?
Tons of, no. I'm going, I still have to go to Schmeiser today. But I had to pay $75 for prescription eardrops I only used yesterday. And then I have to go get the rest of it cleaned out at Schmeiser.
They're going to do it?
Well, because, you know, as you know, I'm a little high strung, as you know.
Well, we know that.
And so he was like, I have most of it, but there's some of it that is still stuck right on your eardrum, and I can't get it if you don't stop moving.
Did you stop moving?
No, I tried. I said, I'm not moving. He's like, no, I'm going to pierce your eardrum. You have to, I'm going to give you these medicated drops, and then you go tomorrow and get the rest of it out.
That's when they need to put your head in a clamp.
I know. I said, the lady, the nurse, I was like, oh my God, you're holding my head like the dog at the vet. I said, can you get me a cone?
Because you're acting like a dog
at
the vet.
I was trying. It's freaky when someone's right into your eardrum. I was like, Anyway, it's fine now. I can hear. What?
What?
I'm not hard of hearing Darth Vader anymore. I can hear out of my right ear. Most of the wax is gone. Wow, was there a lot of wax in there. Uh-huh. Holy moly, that was a geyser. Okay. Sorry. I was talking all this patriotic whatever, and now I've... Oh, I forgot to say, and now we go back to... What?
Oh, what happened here?
And now we go back to our regularly scheduled big lie, where I was born in 1981 and I am 42. All right. Oh, wow. Because you know what else? What else? What other company is great is Speculum. They're fantastic. No internet again this morning. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. And Clyde's.
We got it fixed.
Clyde's barking it.
At Lind?
Something. Okay. Bob Schooley said, I'd like to see when Harris lists the myriad of ways her administration would differ from Trump's, just casually throw in, I require less time for hair and makeup. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Oh, my God, I asked you before the show. Have you seen the first Kamala Harris ad? Oh, my God, chills. With freedom, we choose freedom with the Beyonce song. Oh, my God. Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Beyonce isn't a particularly political person, so this means a lot to her she's allowing a Kamala Harris to use her song.
Yeah, and I love the picture of Taylor Swift with the cat. Just cat ladies, stand back and stand by.
Yeah, you need a cat.
No, I'm allergic. Too much earwax that would produce.
Okay. I'll take care of the cat lady.
You need to do a Zoom call with childless cat men. Let's go. Everybody's done a call now. We've done Latino women. Oh, they are doing the white lady one. I'm gonna get on that one. Oh, and then someone sent me, a gay call, a gay Zoom call? I'll get on all of them.
Oh, I don't get involved.
But I'm in charge of white ladies that, everything up for Hillary.
Dead inside
white ladies that...
I don't get invited to the gay things.
Do you don't?
No.
Oh, you're not a real gay.
I know. I'm not.
We're losers that work in a basement. Yeah. No one invites us anywhere.
Well, we go to bed at 3.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, do you too? I don't feel so bad. I go upstairs. I don't go to sleep necessarily at 3, but I do, go up and
I start the process of
finding the rom-com that I'm going to...
I turn off all of the work stuff around 4 and I crawl into bed and put on Housewives something.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Just to turn off the brain.
This is you know what? This is going to be our life until we're at the old age radio home together.
I'm already there.
Blurting out PSA slogans.
Actually,
doing time checks.
Last night,
where's our pills? It's 14 after.
Last night, I fell asleep to the Here's Lucy episode with Anne Margaret in it.
Wow. Okay, you are a homo for sure. Okay, give me 17. Speaking of ads, did our friends at Midas Touch do this?
Yes, they did. Yeah.
And then their campaign says, "I'm the prosecutor, and he is the convicted felon."
I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
Seems like that's getting under his skin a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, my God. Did you see the compare and contrast? Here is this unbelievably, this hero, Joe Biden, this patriotic, amazing president that has achieved so much last night in the Oval Office. And Trump is, again, with the Hannibal Lecter. Mm-hmm. And the just old, moldy insults. He's just like, you can tell he does not know. Grandpa just doesn't know what to do. Grandpa does not know what to do with the scary black lady. she was fantastic yesterday. Oh, my God. Just that you can feel the, what did I say as Tom Brokaw says? The electricity is palpable in this electoral cycle.
Yes.
Okay. I miss him because, by the way.
Tom Brokaw?
Yeah, because Katie Turr's working everyone's last nerve. I thought I was the only one that caught it. She was talking about, she goes, Kamala Harris didn't go to the Netanyahu speech because she had a convenient excuse. That is biased journalism right there, if you want to know what it looks like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
She is the sitting vice president of the United States running for president. She had another. Maybe she thinks Netanyahu's a war criminal. Maybe she thinks he's a criminal like Trump is going to should end up in prison. Anyway.
I have some choice words about Katie Turr going through my head that I will not say on the air.
Oh, okay, good. I think that's wise.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah, but someone else on Twitter. Oh, here it is. Yeah, Felix said, oh, my God, Katie Turr calling Kamala's trip to speak with sororities is a convenient excuse. What a shill. But that is when we try to point out media bias. That's it.
Yeah.
It's this snarky tone.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, what have we been saying? Chris Ray just confirmed that Donald Trump likely wasn't hit by a bullet. This is like, and he just, what did he, on cue, right, yesterday, I took a bullet for democracy. Jim Kamala didn't protect me, and I took a bullet, and it was my honor to make it be. Oh, my God, we knew from that big, ridiculous bandage that he did, right? He and his stupid son, Eric, said that half his ear was gone. Did you see him yesterday at Mar-a-Lago? It looks fine.
He had an ear.
Huh?
He had a full ear.
Please.
It wasn't like a blue velvet
I mean, you
situation.
Just knew it. You knew this ridiculous Kotex on the ear parade at the RNC. You're just like, oh, my God. Because, doctors, ballistics experts, other people had speculated. But the director of the FBI said it likely was some other shrapnel something. There's no way you were hit by an AR-15 bullet in your ear.
Right. But he wore that gigantic bandage because it was a sales opportunity. Like I was telling you before the show.
By the way.
He's a salesman.
By the way, just when we think we can have nice things, J.D. Vance did not his couch. I mean, come on.
The AP did a fact check and apparently.
We hate fact checks when it's on our side because that's what?
Apparently the words Like couch appears in the book, but
right.
nowhere near the word glove
right.
or sofa
right.
or...
Darn it.
Yeah.
He's still a douche, but anyway. Oh, no, she twint yesterday said, U.S., Sarah Palin was the worst VP pick ever. J.D. Vance, I, my couch, us, we stand because we're definitely not sitting anywhere in your house, corrected.
Well...
All right, well.
I haven't read Hillbilly Elegy, so I don't know.
I watched it last night.
Well, I mean, is that scene in there?
No.
Okay.
No. No.
Yeah.
Glenn Close is fantastic, as is Amy Adams. But, we were just saying, he's just such a disingenuous douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, Biden's border policies has something to do with his mother's addiction. And it's in the book and obviously in the movie.
Right.
She was a nurse that stole pills. It had nothing to do with the border.
Yeah.
My God. All right. We have a huge show. We have Carl Frisch. We have Dr. Redliner. We have Representative Mark Pocan. And we have Frangela today.
Frangela's today.
Because we are all flying to Atlanta tomorrow.
Right.
I heard somebody posted tickets are almost gone. I'm telling you.
Atlanta?
Yes.
Yeah,
Sexy
awesome.
Liberal is going to be lit. Representative Hank Johnson is joining us.
Yep.
And can I just say, I didn't tell you this even, but we got the nicest letter from Senator Warnock's staff. He cannot make it, but he's hopefully going to do the radio show at some point. And I got to hear him speak out here, Chris. I went to a fundraiser
uh-huh.
a while back, and it has stuck with me so long, him saying, you know, January 5th, he and John Ossoff were elected the day before January 6th. And
right.
he said, we have to decide as a country, are we January 5th or are we the America of January 6th? And that's part of what this election is about. But anyway, working on other surprises for Atlanta, but Representative Hank Johnson is going to join us, which is fantastic.
Yes.
SexyLiberal.com. Cannot wait. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Maudie's dogs.
Is that what they were barking at up there?
Let me explain what happens. Sean, it's gotten a little earlier now. It's more like, you know, we had a discussion yesterday. Hefe does this too. You know, 4-ish, because I generally don't have to get up till 5 if I've finished my prep and blah, blah, blah. But so 4, whatever, then when they just decide, there's an internal alarm,
okay.
and I get Bonnie's tongue in my ear, which may be how I got the original wax problem, and then Clyde starts gently hitting me in the head with his paw. And so this morning, I did the international symbol for, no, ah. And I rolled over.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, like little sweet angels, just go back to sleep.
Yeah.
So a lot of it's tentative. When they really need me to get up, they don't stop.
Right.
It is like a metronome on my head with the paw and then also like with the tongue in my ear. Yeah. They have their techniques.
It's Wild Kingdom in
and
here.
Then I reward that behavior with Dr. Marty Nature's Blend.
Yeah.
And sometimes some Cod Krispies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, I gave them Cod Krispies yesterday. They love them, but it's so much fun watching them and hearing them. It's fantastic. They're just like... It's fantastic. Okay, it's the best dog food in the world. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Do it. 54% off right now. Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Oh, my God. They love them. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. Simply Safe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, Simply Safe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind. Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
It's really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code to Stephanie.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With ACEyourRetirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn upon the beach. But Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the...
Stephanie Miller.
Slutty Pointer Sisters are the best Pointer Sisters.
It's the best era. Yeah. Slutty era.
Uh-huh.
Steam Heat? Which one is my thinking of? So excited. Neutron Dance. Oh.
No, Neutron Dance is not their slutty period.
Well, it's one of
Baby
my favorites.
Baby, come and get it. Come and get it while it's hot.
Oh, yeah.
That's slutty.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. That is slutty. As is Karen in Chicago, which is our best quality in a woman. Hi, Karen.
She's also got a great rack.
Yes.
Oh,
the much discussed rack.
Well, listen. You know, the era of Trump, when we found out that 57% of white women voted for him and helped usher in the horror that he and the GOP are, we left us all asking, where are all the white women at? So tonight we will be answering the call. So if anybody wants to join the call that the lovely Stephanie Miller is on, and I will be joining, and other amazing Steph heads and MOOCs, you can go to answerthecall2024.com.
Yeah, oh,
I
got this from Laura.
Join all the white women.
Yeah, I got this from Laura. Hey, Steph, they heard you. They didn't specify dead inside white women, but there is a white woman Zoom call to support Kamala Harris. That's tonight. As you just said, white women answer the call. I've signed up to love you and all the MOOCs. Laura in Virginia will be there as well.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. And you know what? We can do this. And I'm very excited. And you know what? So, yeah, chicks who cry on the radio, by the way, I second your emotion about listening to President Biden last night. He is going to go down in history as one of the greatest presidents.
Carolyn, you gave me an idea, though. Maybe we should start a pack that is dead inside white ladies that everything up for Hillary.com.
And you cry on the radio.
For Harris, 2024.
Yes, all of it. I think we're onto something, but
All right, Carl Frisch next.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has an opening for an account executive in our Madison office. In this position, you'll help connect our loyal and engaged audience to local businesses. This is an outside sales position, so experience in business-to-business, prospecting, and closing local businesses is important. Our portfolio of solutions for advertisers includes radio, podcasting, and digital solutions. Learn more and apply online. Go to civicmedia.us, click on About Us, and work with us.
The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the civic media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And the Ad Council.
Hey kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for their mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
We'll be right back.
because President Donald Trump, former president, handpicked three members of the United States Supreme Court. Because he intended for them to overturn Roe v. Wade. The United States Supreme Court, previously the court of Thurgood and RBG. And as he intended, they did. Well, let me tell you something. When I am president of the United States, and when Congress passes a law to restore those freedoms, I will sign it into law. We are not playing around.
I am not playing around. Oh, man. It is it is electric. It is amazing. When she just, that response when she said, when I am president, I can't even, which is hard for a talk radio host. I can't wrap my words around
right. What's
happening, yeah. What I'm feeling. It's just, and she's the perfect vessel to talk about women's rights, to talk about prosecuting a criminal. It is just, it's a perfect storm.
Yeah.
And we were just, you know who I always text at historic moments in our history with a lot of F-bombs? This guy. Yes.
Carl. Mm-hmm.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Oh, hi, Carl Frisch. You just texted wow on Sunday when Biden dropped out. Yeah. I texted back just F bomb, and you texted back another wow, and then I did it like a bunch of F bombs in different forms. Yeah.
I would have had to drop you from the show if I was hosting something and reading aloud.
Exactly. But, I mean, you know, Carl, I think you and I, people that have been in, you know, talking politics a long time, we just were feeling like, oh, my God, this is historically disastrous when Democrats do this late. But I have to say, I don't need to tell you, we are just in some totally unprecedented moment in our history, aren't we? I mean, I imagine you've never seen anything like this, what is happening with Kamala Harris.
No, absolutely not. I mean, at this point, the Harris campaign has raised a gajillion dollars.
Right. Which is more than $11 billion. Thank you.
It is. And you can see the impact that's having, right? Because it shows enthusiasm, and it's freaking the Trump campaign out. I mean, how many more stories are we going to read this week about how people are nervous that they chose the wrong person for their vice presidential candidate? You know, I don't think Barry
ever even said that. I mean, come on.
we could have told them that they'd made a mistake on both ends of the ticket. Then so you follow that up with the president's speech last night, and it's just a double whammy of, you know, these are things that you will never see Donald Trump come close to doing.
Yeah.
By the way, he sent him a selfless bone in his body.
And she mentioned the Supreme Court just there, Carl. And Robert Reich tweeted of the president last night, make no mistake, the president of the United States calling for Supreme Court reform in the Oval Office address is a big deal. It's time to unpack the court. I have every confidence Kamala Harris will if we give her, you know, we need to give her the majorities, right, that we kind of got lazy and didn't give President Obama, right?
Absolutely. And there are ways legislatively to put term limits on the court that don't require a constitutional amendment. I know that sounds nuts, but you could create a separate bench of people who just cycle in whenever there's a conflict of interest, similar to what they do in the district court level. So there is a way, if only Congress and the president are willing to do it, and this president and this vice president would be willing to do the right thing.
Yeah. By the way, Carl, all these clips, of course, are surfacing. You know, you just forget how unbelievably brilliant she is. The questioning of Brett Kavanaugh, of Bill Barr, of Jeff Sessions. You know, I talked about Monday, you know, as a gay woman that lives in California, that clip, you know, of her saying, you must begin these marriages immediately. It made me cry again, watching it again.
Right.
Her ordering, you know, the gay marriages to begin. I mean, there are so many, I don't know whether we memory hold it, or, you know, we're all this right. But I feel like these racist, sexist attacks are just strengthening her, right? I mean, just
absolutely.
You know, mobilizing the base even more.
Well, and there's a reason why you're seeing stories now about how Republican leaders are telling their caucus members, you need to stop talking about race and gender. You need to stop it. Because they know that that may rile up their base, but it also offends a heck of a lot of people, including people who haven't made up their mind yet.
I love this one. I'm sure you've seen this going around social media. Kendall tweets, some boomer shared a super sexist anti-Kamala meme in my town's local Facebook group, and his ex-wife just hopped into the comments with, "This is why I divorced you, Bob."
Was that Bob Barr?
Yeah. Yeah, but I just, you know, it's hard to sort of, sometimes, as I was saying, put into words what you sort of, don't you say that in politics, Carl? You feel it before you see it? I mean, yes, the early polling and registrations are kind of reflecting already what we're seeing and feeling, but it is like Obama in 2008 where you just feel it first. I mean, look at all these Zoom calls with every manner of group organized. They were saying that that's the other thing. It's not just the fundraising, the organizing. And you know that from your successful school board run.
Well, it wasn't even 24 hours after the announcement, maybe 48 hours after the announcement, that I got my first email from folks organizing the Out for Kamala Harris effort. And so 1,100 LGBTQIA elected officials, community leaders, signed a public letter endorsing Kamala Harris. I was proud to be a part of that. But that's happening in all kinds of constituencies all over the country. It's very encouraging. And it's one of the reasons why things are so on fire. And I think one of the things that's probably slipping past a lot of people of my generation, and perhaps people who are older.
My generation changes whether I'm lying or not, but now that I want to claim Kamala Harris, who's my age.
Yeah.
Jones generation.
I feel like we are de facto Gen Z at this point. If you're watching TikTok, it is really great to see what the youngins are doing with this campaign.
Chris gave me an old person tutorial of the memes, the Kamala memes, so grandma could better understand them.
Yeah, Kamala is brat.
But you know, it's like Obama, like that, Carl, that it's organic. And that's why it's cool, because it's like, you know, like they say, they try to embrace it. And I think Kamala's, you know, cool enough and smart enough to get it, to not like let them do their thing. They're like putting her speeches and TikTok and music. But doesn't that remind you of Obama and Will I Am and how all that sort of organically started?
Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, you're seeing it across the board. It's not being driven by the campaign, right? It's being driven
by the
people who are using the platform. And that's where you know real enthusiasm, right? It's not the same, you know, as exciting as that is. The other big exciting news here is, you know, knowing that so many people are going to have to declare bankruptcy for all the money they spent on the Brandon materials.
Let's go, Brandon. Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah, there's warehouses full of this stuff, and they're not going to be able to unload it.
Sad. That makes me laugh. Okay, it just makes my heart so happy.
Makes your heart sing.
Kamala wins tweeted, breaking, new CNN polling shows Vice President Harris has made improvements of 11 points with young voters, 16 points with black voters, 5 points with female voters. Pretty clear evidence Kamala Harris is making up significant ground on Donald Trump. And again, so early. Right. But David Hogg said, so I've worked with a lot of political campaigns this past year. Let me tell you, there's nothing that matches the power of a genuinely inspiring candidate who makes people want to work harder because they believe so much in their candidate. We are now in one of those campaigns. You know, what do they call it? Like grassroots as opposed to AstroTurf or whatever you want to call it. Right.
No, exactly right. It is the difference between. Well, and I don't think that the Biden effort was AstroTurf. But there is something exciting about Kamala Harris that I think Democrats were hungry for. I think we're going to see how that plays out in the weeks ahead. I do know that yesterday they said that they will be announcing their running mate by August 7th. So that is another opportunity for excitement. You know, it's my hope that she continues this effort to, you know, of torch passing that the president spoke about last night. To a generation, it'd be really great to see another young person on that ticket.
It's by the way, I loved our friend Michelangelo Signorelli said the media's newest critique is the Democrats are too united. It all happened too fast.
What?
It needed more time. These people truly are hacks. I mean, that's the thing. She did earn the nomination. She just did it in record time. She must have had, by the way, Chris, she must have had Violet Newstead rolling the calls. Just Violet Newstead, please hold. Violet Newstead, please hold. But, right, because she got in 24 hours. But, I mean, that's why, you know, Senator Schumer basically said, Katie Ter, That's why they didn't endorse right away, because they didn't want it to look like a coronation and top down. It came grassroots up. She got the delegates. All of the other candidates that were speculated said, I'm with her. And that's how it happened. But you're right. The media is like, oh, damn, we wanted chaos and a brokered convention and these mini primaries or whatever. Right.
Well, and at the same time, you've got the Trump campaign again trying to bury J.D. Vance. So, you know, it's all a bit confusing, but it's highly predictable that the media would do this. You also have to remember that we've had a couple weeks for people to get used to the idea that maybe somebody else was going to be the nominee. So this was not necessarily out of left field. It was not something that was terribly, it was surprising and historic, yes, but something that we've been talking about in the public for weeks now. So plenty of people had time to get their head around what will I do if.
Yeah, I already started crying once on the show when someone reminded me that Kamala Harris would be sworn in by Ketanji Brown Jackson on Martin Luther King Day. And here's another level. Dan Savage said, looking forward to the collective MAGA aneurysm when Kamala Harris, as VP, presides over the certification of her election to the presidency. If you think you're enjoying the MAGA freakouts now.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know what, Chris? There's going to be a lot of packing material on the show for the next few months with just me laughing.
Oh, well.
Laughing and snoring.
Well, no, we're prepared for it.
And by the way, I love Kamala Harris's laugh, and a lot of women are like, F you. We are so tired of the. And first of all, Donald Trump never laughs because he has no sense of humor, right? He talked barely.
No, actually, people don't know this, but it was his funny bone that had the bone spurs that kept him from being in Vietnam.
By the way, we've been talking about this, Carl, but like everything about him, he is that's a fraud. FBI Director Wray on Trump's injury from the assassination attempt. There is some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that hit his ear. Well, we all know he covers things up for a reason. While there's no medical report and he wore Kotex on his ear, and why he's like, I took a bullet for America, right? It's because... You saw him yesterday. It's completely fine after he and his son said his ear, half of his ear was blown off. I mean, it's just...
I think, look, what happened was absolutely horrible. And
yes,
it
yes.
He was shot.
Good to lie about it.
Well, and someone died. And someone died and two other people almost died. So it's not being conspiratorial. Although I'm just saying this guy was a bad shot. Likely Harvey Oswald. And he also researched the JFK assassination.
Like you said, someone died. The president was shot at, if not shot.
I'm channeling Jim Ward, because if you were here. Okay. Anyway, but Carl, you can see why. You know, there's conspiracy theories because, as usual, he's complete. Ronnie Jackson, who doesn't even have a medical license anymore, he releases some letter from him. I mean, it's just, you remember when Reagan was shot.
I think the letter was from Randy Jackson from television.
Yes. Cheeto wasn't available.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right, Carl.
Reby will be giving the next update.
Carl, go watch. The Harris for President just released their first official video, We Choose Freedom. Oh, my God, great. Amazing. Yeah. Chills, shivers, the Beyonce song Freedom. It is, and I just love the organic chance we're not going back. I mean, this just seems like perfection so far.
Part of me really hoped that she would enter her first rally to This Is a Man's World, just to kind of, you know, throw it back at him. But, you know, I think Beyonce is perfectly good.
Yeah. You know what? We the people started this at MooksForCarl.com.
We did.
Yeah. We can do it.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Love you, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Have a good one. Bye.
All right. 47. Now F-bomb's in a good way.
Yes.
47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
I love protein.
Oh, my gosh. It's the first time this morning you've not had a mouthful of protein, and I can understand you. Huh. Okay.
All right.
Well, listen, Power Life High Impact Protein, invented by Tony Horton, mm-hmm. P90X guy, got shingles, didn't think he was going to make it. He lost muscle mass. I have a friend that's been ill that lost muscle mass. You need to rebuild. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise.
Yep.
It is available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. You got chocolate, you got your strawberry, you got your vanilla. I think there's even a strawberry vanilla.
Well, if you mix strawberry and vanilla together.
Right, you could do that, but sure. I think they do another one. It's just simple. Okay. It supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Make this your sidekick. Go to MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness to save 30%, and get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness, or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
It's her political party, and she'll cry if she wants to. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris's supporters say the vice president can build on President Biden's legacy after her campaign stop in West Allis Tuesday.
Kamala has the energy to take all of that and move it forward and steamroll right over Donald Trump. Mop the floor with him.
Laurel Brooks was one of many people at the rally who told ABC News they're excited about Harris as the new presumptive Democratic nominee. A safety reminder for ATV and UTV riders. 20 people have died in recreational vehicle crashes in Wisconsin this year. Last year, 95% of fatal crash victims were not wearing a helmet. The Department of Natural Resources reminds riders to wear safety equipment. People born in or after 1998 need to finish a safety course. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The search continues in Sauk County. So far, authorities have not found the suspect who shot a deputy late Tuesday night. The Sauk County Sheriff says Jeffrey Miller is still on the run after he darted into the woods. Sheriff Chipmeister says he has connections to people in Sauk and Juneau counties. He has a medium-length beard and tattoos on his face and neck with short brown hair. He's considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, call authorities. And kids in a camper with a suspected drunk driver managed to get other drivers on the road to call 911. Officials from the Wisconsin State Patrol say the RV was driving erratically on the interstate last night, and when other drivers looked, they saw kids in the backseat. They say those kids signaled for them to call 911. And when they did, authorities caught up with the camper and did a high-risk traffic stop on East Washington Avenue. The driver was arrested for OWI with minors in the car, and the kids were all safe and later reunited with their families. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A pretty nice day today, but it is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend. Today, mostly sunny, high of 80 this afternoon. Fairly light breeze out of the southeast today. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunny 81. The weekend, mostly sunny, humid, with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for a repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Comedy Sports own Mike Kauf. And it's National Wine and Cheese Day, so we'll act all sophisticated and talk wine and cheese.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
People, earlier today, Donald Trump said we're a stupid country that's led by stupid people.
Yep.
Who do you think we are, and who do you want to be? This one, Yasir Ali tweeted, former President Obama and Vice President Harris have been in close touch since she announced her presidential candidacy Sunday, having multiple conversations this week as she kicks off her campaign. According to four people familiar with their discussions, Obama privately has fully supported Harris's candidacy and plans to endorse her soon. Katie Turr, is that good enough for you? How about when we get that energy back on the campaign trail? What? And President Biden. It's going to look like the Avengers.
So, that time again. Hold up your hands today. We have to be the one to say. He's got a smile like the sun.
Yeah.
Some
so does she.
And oh, he sings like El Green. He's got the answers to what we need. He's simple, fair, and clean. He's the one we need. Vote for Barack Obama.
And Kamala Harris. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. As you said, he always waits until,
yeah.
You know, he's the president.
Right.
So he waits until this is obviously.
Right.
Completely sewn up, so it doesn't have that top-down, push Joe out, anointed Kamala kind of, you
yes.
know, meme to
because
it.
Because he's wise.
Yes. Eleanor said, good night to the people who cried along with me at President Biden's speech. I feel better about the whole thing now, I hope. And he has a lot to do with that,
oh, yeah.
by the way.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he said it in that first call, the first Harris event. He said it was the right decision.
Yep.
And I think you could feel that from him last night. His heart, as difficult as it was for him, and a lot of us.
Sure.
But Eleanor said, I hope you do too. Now let's deliver Democratic majorities at every possible level to help VP Harris move this nation forward. Because why? We are not going back.
Yeah. Put it in D to go forward.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. George in Scranton. Hello.
Good morning, Steph. Thanks very much. I want to take a look back. First, I urge anybody in the Atlanta area to get those tickets
yeah.
for Saturday night.
Yeah.
I was at the show in Boston 2 weeks ago, and it was wonderful.
Thank you, sweetheart. I am very, very proud of it, and it's only going to get more electric now that we are ready for Camelot, as I say.
Well, 2 days before the show, you announced that you were not going to be wearing underwear.
That's uh-huh. correct.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When I heard that, I had tickets in the mezzanine. When I heard mm-hmm. that, I had to upgrade my mm-hmm. tickets. I found two in the front row.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it was yeah. worth it.
Yeah, thank you.
You
George,
that?
I think I should stipulate. I had no bra or underwear. Was what was made it different because of the dress I was wearing? You're unable to.
The dress was so hot.
Thank you.
I didn't realize you had boobs. They're beautiful.
I didn't
wow.
either. I had.
You.
I didn't realize
thank
she had
you.
Boobs either.
Thank you. Ha ha. Take that. They are spectacular. Thank you, George.
Normally, you're built like a surfboard.
Look what a cheap whore I am. peddling my own flesh. Sexy Liberal.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at President Biden's address to the nation and your phone calls as well. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.